You're listening to Klar & Company with Michael Klar, brought to you by PlayColorado.com, Saturday mornings at 8.
And the beat is on, and hopefully the beatdown is not on today when the Broncos finish their season against Kansas City Chiefs. Up next on a winnersandwiners.com hotline, Broncos Blast with Ian St. Clair. Follow him at Colorado_play, playcolorado.com. Follow him at Mile High Report Radio Podcast. We'll predict that game. And it's all brought to you each week by Framed Art on Facebook, on Twitter. Follow them at Framed Art. And take a look if you want to look back as the Broncos wrap up their season today. Think about all the framing that the Broncos team and players have done at Framed Art. And don't forget who else goes to the award-winning framer for Metro Denver, Brian Hart at Framed Art. On Twitter this week, see the photo hanging in the capital of our state of Governor Polis, Brian Hart's cousin Katie Siegel, who works with the governor, and former state treasurer Walker Stapleton. Framed, of course, by Brian Hart at Framed Art, from personal and sports memorabilia to museum quality fine art. Go to the award-winning framer for all of Metro Denver, Framed Art at 3065 South Broadway. So we're going to ask Ian. We might ask Ian not just about this game, not just about who he's rooting for as a Broncos fan, complete disaster and complete change in coaching, which I think he wants. Can he? We'll try to get an intricate or a phone connection with Ian, but also about the conversation we just had about next coaches. Doug Peterson, interesting suggestion by Mark Kisla. My point is, you need a coach who there are a lot of qualities you want to take. For a coach, a head coach. One of them is the ability to win games, find ways to win games, and the late Dan Reeves would have been a perfect choice at any point for any team in the NFL, and especially here. And, in this situation, you mourn Reeves overall as well. Leadership, that's something Dan Reeves provided. Leadership can overcome mistakes or weakness in the X's and O's that your staff can provide that. Especially when you have a Pat Bowlen-style owner, someone to set the tone. You look at Bill Belichick, Andy Reid, Mike Tomlin. You're talking about leaders, guys who last. They're best at holding everything together when things are going badly. That's that kind of leadership that you need as we bring in our guest again on the winnersandwiners.com hotline, Ian St. Clair. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. We've got you here to break down today's game. But we'll start with the question I opened the show asking Bronco fans. How badly do you want change? How badly do you want complete change? Are you willing? How hard is it? Are you even capable of rooting for the Broncos to lose for a 13th straight time to the Kansas City Chiefs to try to ensure that there's wholesale change?
It's not even a matter of rooting for the Broncos to win, because I believe there's literally no chance of them winning, because the Chiefs are coming off a huge loss to the Cincinnati Bengals that is going to take them out of the number one seed in this wackadoo season of weird things happening, unless the Titans lose to the Texans, which I just don't see happening. The Chiefs aren't going to be the number one seed. But the reason the NFL flexed this game from Sunday at 2:30 to Saturday at 2:30 is so Andy Reid wouldn't rest Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs starters, so that they have something to play for. And they want to get rolling heading into the playoffs. So in that sense, it's being realistic that the Broncos have no shot today at beating the Chiefs.
So you're off the hook. You don't have to root against the Broncos. You can sit back and watch mayhem.
Yeah, exactly. And in terms of the change, it has to start at the top. It does not matter what they do with Vic Fangio, Pat Shurmur, Tom McMahon, the quarterback. It has to start at the top. They have to get rid of Joe Ellis. Until Joe Ellis is gone, nothing is going to change. So until the sale of the Broncos is complete and there's a new owner and Joe Ellis is gone and away from this organization forever, nothing is going to change. So in that sense, it doesn't matter what happens today. It doesn't matter what happens on Black Monday when they inevitably, hopefully, get rid of Vic Fangio. As long as Joe Ellis is still here, not holding people accountable, not caring about anything but his paycheck, it's not going to matter what the Broncos do.
Wow. So the new coach could come in here. Do you think there'll be a new coach announced Monday, a coaching search? You know, knowing Peyton, he's already got his mind set on who that might be. I don't know if you heard our last discussion, last segment with Mark Kisler and Jimmy Armstrong, and some of the names that came up, like Doug Peterson and, of course, Jim Harbaugh.
It'll be interesting because early in the week, there was talk that, well, maybe Vic Fangio is going to come back. George Payton and the Broncos like Vic Fangio as a person. Now, later in the week, it shifted to, it looks like the insiders don't see a way how he survives. So I think there is going to be a move on Monday announcing a coaching search, that Vic Fangio has been relieved from his duties. Whether it's Doug Peterson or Jim Harbaugh, the thing that will be interesting is in terms of the quarterbacks being linked to the Broncos with Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson, I think the most likely out of those two is Russell Wilson. So what is most likely to please Russell Wilson if he does become available, if he does want to leave Seattle? What is the most likely, what does he want in that situation? And I think that's something to keep in mind too.
Well, interesting. And you know, my feeling all along is if there's change in Seattle, it'll be Pete Carroll, not Russell Wilson leaving. You know, but we'll see. And if that's the more likely of the choice, that doesn't look good. I agree with you. I think that people are reading the tea leaves and saying, look at all the respect being shown Vic Fangio. Look at how deliberate George Payton is. Why not wait a year until Joe Ellis is out of the equation? And it doesn't have anything to do with picking the next coach. You know, he's got a year left on his contract. You know, move forward on a player personnel basis, but leave the head coach intact and make changes on the offensive staff so that you can draft properly into the system that's necessary. I don't think that means that Vic Fangio is retained. I think that's showing respect to a man who's earned it with a long, successful NFL career on the defensive side of the ball. And a guy who frankly helped hire you, and one of the reasons you said you took this job, despite turning down other opportunities, that George Payton has said that.
And I get it that he's a great defensive coordinator. In the early 90s, we saw that with Wade Phillips. We saw it when he came back for another ride with the Broncos in 2015 to help lead the no-fly zone and that remarkable defense to Super Bowl 50. But Wade Phillips wasn't a head coach. Vic Fangio was not a head coach. What's remarkable to me is in 3 years, he has not had a winning season. At some point, you have to say, it's not working. Let's move on. He's a great defensive mind. It's not going to work as a head coach. Maybe he'll get another shot that he's had his first run at it. But when you look at it, what's remarkable to me is Mike Tomlin has not had a losing season in 15 years as a head coach. And a large part of that is having Ben Roethlisberger and having a stability at quarterback. But at some point, you have to hold people accountable. And that's something that has not been done with the Denver Broncos since Pat Bowlen stepped away from the franchise and then Joe Ellis and this trust took over as the de facto owner. People have not been held accountable. It has not been what Pat Bowlen wanted or how he ran his franchise when he was the owner. So at some point, you have to start holding people accountable. And at some point, the people who are making these decisions have to go away. And I really do not want Joe Ellis a part of hiring the next head coach when he's not going to be a part of this franchise when the sale happens. So it feels like we're spinning our wheels here and we're doing the same thing over and over again when the change that needs to happen won't happen when it has to, because when a sale happens, it has to get approved by all the 31 other owners in the league at the league meetings in March, potentially in October. So that's when the change is going to eventually happen.
So you can see a path for Vic Fangio to remain here, and it doesn't upset you?
Because, as I said at the top, until Joe Ellis is gone, nothing is going to change. And I want Joe Ellis and the trust gone. And if that means Vic Fangio stays around for, like Jeff Fisher or some of the other coaches who had Owen, didn't have a winning season to start their career as a head coach in 3 years, they were eventually let go in the middle of the fourth year. At some point, when the new owner steps in, Vic Fangio will be gone, and they will start the process of clearing out the dumpster fire that has been the Broncos at Dove Valley for the last 6 years. And that's when hopefully the franchise gets back to where it once was and where everyone wants it to be.
All right, two things at the end as we finish up in our last minute here. Number one, give me the – if Vic Fangio is not the coach on Monday, after Monday, let's say, Black Monday in the NFL or whatever you want to call it, who is, you know, who, if I'm for, if gun to your head, forced to pick, who is, and then give me a Broncos score.
I'm going to hold out hope for Russell Wilson. So whoever Russell Wilson wants, whoever makes that the most likely. So if it's Dan Quinn or if it's Doug Peterson, so be it. It'd be nice to have somebody who has experience as a head coach in the National Football League. And Doug Peterson is one of those guys. Even Jim Harbaugh had success with the San Francisco 49ers. Yeah. I know a lot of people scoff at that, but he had a lot of success with the San Francisco 49ers. And I think going back into the NFL would motivate him. So I could see that. And then someone, whoever, as I said, whoever Russell Wilson wants. And then as for a score, I predicted last week 41-10 for the Chargers. I'm going to go that again for the Chiefs today. I'm going to go 41-10 Chiefs.
For a while there last week, it looked like your number would be correct on the Chargers game. It was headed in that direction. All right. He is Ian St. Clair. Read him at playcolorado.com. Also at the Mile High Report, and follow him and his podcast, very popular podcast, the Mile High Report radio podcast with Adam Malnati. Ian, thank you, and today we'll be watching the end of a long overdue end to the Broncos season. Thank you.
And it can't come soon enough. Thanks, Michael.
All right. There's a Bronco fan who also is objective enough when he covers the team, Ian St. Clair. Coming up next on the winnersandwinners.com hotline, Ram Roundup. It's a showdown that's ahead of schedule. Is it too soon? We'll ask Kelly Lyle of the Coloradan to break down today's. They pushed it up to today. A showdown. The 20th-ranked Colorado State Rams, one of three unbeaten teams in the nation in college basketball, journeys to San Diego State League Power. They play today at 2 p.m. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to Clar & Company with Michael Clar, brought to you by PlayColorado.com, Saturday mornings at 8.